Okay, so I am so happy to be with you today and to find out what your pleasures were for eating during COVID. And I wanted to say that today is a really special, auspicious day. It's the 49th day since Thich Nhat Hanh took his last precious breath. And at this very moment, right now, while we are together, Thay's ashes are being formally carried to his altar in the Stillwater Meditation Hall at Plum Village in France, followed by a full ceremony and then a community walking meditation to Thay's favorite spot on the Buddha Hill. And then his ashes will be returned to the embrace of Mother Earth. And along with his large international community, we have an opportunity to bear witness in our own way to this legendary moment. So we give thanks to this singular man whose entire life has been dedicated to peacemaking and to positivity, encouraging, honestly, millions to learn from and to even follow his path of engaged Buddhism. So today's meditation is dedicated to his life and to his work. In his talks and in his writings, he talks a lot about water, referring to water, and it's fitting that his ashes will be celebrated in the Stillwater Meditation Hall before their final destination, because he used that word Stillwater quite a bit in his talks. So in 2003, Thich Nhat Hanh published a charming autobiographical children's picture book called The Hermit and the Well. It's called The Hermit and the Well. And I just came across it not too long ago. And this book is a biography by him about himself as a little boy. It's about a life-altering experience he had when he was young. And I'm going to read it to you. It would be too awkward to hold up each page, so I'm just going to show you a couple of pages. You saw the cover. Here's a picture of himself as a young boy. He has a Vietnam illustrator named Vo Dinh Mai. And then we're going to be talking about a well. So here he is at the well. These pictures are just absolutely delightful. And then the last picture I will show you. Is this, and the way he finds the Buddha inside him. And this is a completely true story. Dropped my papers, so I have to get them. Okay, here we go. So now settle back and pretend you are 5 years ago. Settle back and pretend you are 5 years old again, being read to. You may want to close your eyes and visualize a young Thich Nhat Hanh, already a seeker of peace and truth as a young boy in Vietnam. So here is the book. When I was a child, I lived in North Vietnam. One day, our school teacher told the class that we were going on a trip to the top of a nearby mountain. He said that at the top of the mountain, there lived a hermit, a man who lived alone and sat quietly day and night to become peaceful like the Buddha. I had never seen a hermit before, and I was very excited. The day before the trip, we made food for a picnic. We cooked rice, rolled it into balls, and wrapped the balls in banana leaves. We prepared sesame seeds, peanuts, and salt to dip the rice in. The morning of our trip, we walked for a long time until we reached the foot of the mountain. My friends and I climbed as quickly as we could. We ran almost all the way up the mountain. There were so many beautiful trees and rocks along the path, but I did not stop to look at them because I wanted to reach the top of the mountain. I ran past flowers and trees, and I rushed past the bright blue sky. When my friends and I finally reached the top, we were very tired. We had drunk all of our water on the way and did not have a single drop left. We looked around for the hermit. We looked and we looked. And then we saw his hut made of bamboo and straw. Inside, we discovered a small cot and an altar made of bamboo, but no hermit. Where was he? Maybe he had heard us coming up the mountain and was hiding somewhere away from the noise. It was time to have lunch, but I wasn't hungry. I was too tired and disappointed. Maybe if I wandered into the forest, I could find the hermit. I left my friends and started climbing further up the mountain all by myself. I was very thirsty. As I walked deeper into the forest, I heard the sound of dripping water. It was like the sound of music being softly played. I started to climb in the direction of that lovely sound. Soon, I found a natural well. Big rocks of many colors surrounded a small pool. The water was so clear that I could see all the way to the bottom. I knelt down, scooped some water in my palms, and began to drink. The water tasted wonderfully sweet. You cannot imagine my happiness. It was delicious. I felt completely satisfied. I did not need or want anything at all. Even the desire to meet the hermit was gone. But suddenly, I realized I may have met the hermit after all. Maybe the hermit had transformed himself into the well. Maybe he cared about me. This made me feel happy. I lay down on the ground next to the well and looked up at the sky. I saw the branch of a tree against the blue sky. I was very relaxed. I don't know how long I slept. When I awoke, I didn't know where I was. Then I saw the branch of the tree against the sky and the wonderful well, and I remembered everything. It was growing dark, and it was time to go back to join my classmates. I said goodbye to the well and began to walk back down. As I walked out of the forest, a sentence formed in my heart. It was like a poem with only one line. I have tasted the best water in the world. My friends were glad to see me. They asked me where I had been, but I had no desire to talk. I wanted to keep my story to myself for a moment. I sat down on the ground and ate my lunch quietly. The rice and the sesame seeds tasted so good, and I felt calm, happy, and peaceful. That was many years ago that I climbed that mountain. Now I am an old man. But the image of the well and the sound of dripping water are still alive inside me. You too may have met your hermit. Maybe it was a rock, a tree, a star, or a beautiful sunset. The hermit is the Buddha inside of you. He was destined to be who he was. And let's begin a moment of silence. And as always, it's fine to lie down or sit, whatever feels best for you right now. And for those who choose to sit, let us straighten our backs with softness and begin to follow the breath, taking a moment of gratitude to honor the life of Thich Nhat Hanh, his personal gifts to us and to the world. One of his favorite mantras was, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is a wonderful moment. Focusing on the breath without trying to control it. Just being aware that you are breathing. So much in our world and in our lives need healing right now. The tragedy in the Ukraine has torn our hearts asunder. And now it is March, and we are in the time of Pisces, the water sign. We need the element of water to live. It is essential for life and necessary for growth. Up to 60% of the body is water, and as is true with our emotions, water can heat up to the boiling point, causing pain to us and others, or it can freeze, becoming brittle. Or it can be agreeably warm as a comforting bath, where we are aware of its power to soothe and heal. Water goes where it wants, into large, beautiful lakes, over crashing waterfalls, onto lovely, winding journeys as streams, into the magnificent power of ocean waves, or into deep, still wells. Water cleanses and purifies, washing away what needs to go. Another metaphor for healing. Water can put out fire. It is dynamic, a shapeshifter, transforming from liquid to ice to steam. Water turns flour into nurturing bread and makes the flowers and trees grow. Water is associated with dreaming, with the deep unconscious. And water can be our teacher. What lessons can we learn from water? Perhaps healing, purification, searching for deeper meaning, the potential for transformation, adaptability and flexibility, nurturing growth and compassion, or courage for diving deep. Recalling Thich Nhat Hanh's experience, perhaps we can bring that gentle healing quality of the water in that natural well to any place that could use some healing. So much needs healing right now, both personal and global. So returning now to the breath, breathing in and breathing out without effort, letting the body breathe us, softening any place where there may be tension, being more at ease, and at the same time as the body rises and falls, within the breath, taking care to to pull downward with the lower body as you pull upward. So we can feel squarely in contact with the floor with our feet, perhaps sending roots down into the earth, and also pulling towards heaven in harmony and ease. Continuing with this sense of grounding, see if you can visualize a well. Maybe you have seen in real life at an older homestead, or perhaps a picture from a book, or some kind of story you heard where there was a well. Many sacred traditions, and certainly so many old stories, depict wells as places for gatherings, for nourishment, for cleaning. Maybe you can see yourself there, can feel the wind or lack of it, sensing the temperature, the weather, perhaps visualizing the clarity of that water where, like Thich Nhat Hanh, one might see all the way to the bottom. Try to place yourself there, breathing in and breathing out, completely at ease as you sit or stand or lie alone, or possibly with others, maybe friends. Note how it feels to be there, your mood, your sense of well-being. And now see a small wood bucket attached to a pole and lower it down into the deep well below until the bucket is filled. Then slowly pull it back up. Taking a sip of this water and feeling it go down. Remembering what Thich Nhat Hanh said in his book, "I have tasted the best water in the world." Let the image of the well and the sound of dripping water remain alive inside you as it did lifelong with him. And this might bring to mind the possibility of a sacred well within us, perhaps our own hermit, our own place of wisdom, nurturing and healing that is always available to us. And so breathing in and breathing out, continuing to feel in contact with the ground. Bring your attention to somewhere in the lower abdominal pubic area of your body, seeing how you might discover your own deep well, the one that might nurture you, reflect your highest self, a well of clear water that is full enough to cleanse, nurture, and sustain you. Perhaps bringing up clear water from a wellspring below, continuously bubbling up from the ground. Searching through your body, you will find a place that suits you in this moment. Still deeply rooted, take a slow, deep breath, bringing that subterranean bubbling spring water up to your own wellspring. And then continue to draw that water of healing and cleansing all the way up through your body, through your head and third eye and release it, sprinkling it back down to the earth and the bubbling spring below. Nurturing the earth in a cycle of care and support while you exhale. Repeat this process, inhaling as you draw the water up to your wellspring and beyond, and exhaling at its release back to this earth. You continue on for a couple of breaths, replenishing yourself. Each breath and release, filling up your own wellspring until it is full. And through your own deep wellspring, it may be possible to meet your own hermit to bring comfort and healing wherever it is needed within yourself. A wellspring that can always be replenished by bringing it up through the bubbling spring deeper in the earth. So on inhalation, bring the water from your own wellspring all the way up to the head, where thoughts, memories, and self-perceptions arise, creating a gentle healing and cleansing of any thoughts or beliefs that do not serve you. Perhaps a negative self-perception, worry, anger, or hurt that cannot seem to dissolve itself. Without thinking, sensing your own sacred wellspring, gently washing it away. Ending with an exhale and repeating the cycle, if it feels right, to your head. And then drawing up a small bucket from your wellspring, your own personal wellspring. Take a drink from this water, inspiring your mouth to be kinder, to encourage your voice to speak and be heard in truth and authenticity. And now bringing the cleansing water of your sacred wellspring to the chest area. Cleansing your lungs to breathe more easily. The Hebrew word ruah refers to breath, wind, or spirit, creating meaning to each breath. And now to the heart, bringing that sacred wellspring water up to the heart, becoming aware of what it needs most right now, and gently washing the most tender areas in order to encourage healing. The word encourage comes from cœur, the French word for heart. How is it loving or not so loving at this time? Bringing healing from your own wellspring. Just loving, or perhaps forgiving, loving and forgiving yourself and others. and then bringing up more water to cleanse other organs, focusing especially on the spleen in the lower left next to the stomach, right tucked right below the rib cage. Studies have discovered that following psychological stress, an overaccumulation of white blood cells in the spleen can contribute to chronic anxiety. Of course, this is something that's been known for centuries by traditional Chinese medicine. Take this opportunity to bathe that spleen and any other organs, cleansing and healing. All the time breathing in, breathing out. And again, bringing up cleansing to the belly area, the place that's so connected to the brain and where the waste of our uncomfortable emotions resides. Sense the water of your wellspring washing away impurities of food and thoughts that don't serve, enhancing instead healthy digestion, confidence, and self-esteem as we make our way in the world. Drawing up one more breath to this area if you choose. Then bringing up your wellspring water to the base of the spine, sometimes called the root chakra. This is our basic foundation for life, our ability to ground ourselves when challenged. Cleansing with our own wellspring can enhance our sense of security and stability and give us the strength to continue on the big work of social justice. And once again, bathing this area with our own wellspring. And lastly, our wellspring water is drawn up to bless and heal our legs and feet, especially the feet which carry us, our physical and emotional weight, and is our point of contact with the earth. Bring that water up from the sacred well and heal this area, clean this area. Our feet have connections to every part of our body, and cleansing and healing them can benefit the whole. And again, focusing on the breath. I breathe in peace. I breathe out a smile. And bringing the mind back to an image of ourselves as containing this sacred space of a wellspring, a source of wisdom, a place of welcome, a center of healing within ourselves, maybe possibly even our hermit. It can always be replenished through grounding and visualization anytime we need to. As Julian of Norwich reminds us, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Inspiration for finding this wellspring within us when needed. And let us now send gratitude and blessings for this gift. Go in peace and well-being. Thank you.